I'm joined virtually in studio by former Much Music and Much More Music VJ and now author, Bill Lalichka. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm sure quite a few of our listeners are familiar with your time on Much Music and all of that fun stuff, but maybe for anyone who's not as familiar, can you tell me a bit about what you've been up to since, sort of, how you've been these days?
It's all in the book. Everything is great. Yeah, after Much Music and Much More Music, that would have been 2005. I was just sort of done with covering music. I was a music journalist my entire adult life up until that point. I saw it start to change and the way it was presented, I wasn't becoming a big fan of. So I accepted it. I left Toronto, went to Edmonton to host a morning show there for the newly rebranded City TV. And then I just missed Ontario so much, friends and family. And I loved Edmonton, but again, I just missed what I was familiar with. Took a job in Ottawa, did that for 6 years at the CTV affiliate. There were some major cuts going on there, still happening. There's been major cuts in the industry for the past 15 years. So I accepted a year package. And at the end of that year, I got a beautiful offer to come to Kingston at the Chorus Entertainment Channel, CKWS-TV, a global affiliate. And I've been doing that since, well, for 11 or 12 years now, and absolutely love it.
Awesome. Glad to hear. And so you mentioned, well, it's all in the book. So your debut memoir now, A Happy Has-Been. Can you tell me a bit about what led you to, or sort of what inspired you to write this book?
I've been asked for a long time, for decades. Hey, are you ever going to write a book? You've done some interesting things, you know, interviewed a lot of people. I've always maintained, go in one ear and out the other. I've always maintained everyone has a great story. Emily Chatwood has a great story. Very few of us get a chance to tell our stories. We put like the Kardashians up on pedestals and we want to know all about them. It wasn't until I moved to Kingston where I got asked by the Kingston Whig Standard if I was interested in doing a monthly column about my life. And I thought, okay, I don't think anyone's going to care, but I thought it might last 4 or 5 months. It lasted 4 or 5 years. And then I thought, okay, I think I've talked about myself enough. During COVID, I kept getting asked to do a lot of podcasts, same topic, you know, and I thought, okay. And then I realized there was a lot of stories I told with the column, and then other stories started coming up. And I just started writing one day, sort of towards the end of, I guess, 2021, just started writing one weekend. But halfway through 2022, I realized I think I'm onto a book. I didn't really plan out writing a book. Finished it by the end of last year, got a publisher this year. I really wanted it out this year if it was going to come out at all. It's the 35th year of me being in broadcasting. And so it's out. It's been out since the beginning of August. And I'm blown away by the reaction. Yeah, people are interested. People are asking about the title. You alluded to leaving Much Music and Much More Music a long time ago. In 2005, there are people, Emily, who only know me from that period. And so they don't know that I've moved on in the industry to other things. So in some people's minds, it's like, well, what have you done since then? Are you still working? Did you die? Nope, still here, still working in the business. So the title sort of stems from that reaction that some people might have to hearing my name. And there are people that have followed me from day one all these years later, and I cherish that. And there are people in Kingston who don't know my past before coming here. And so the happy part of the title stems from the fact that I'm the happiest now in my life than I've been in years and years. So it is a bit self-deprecating, the title. I like it.
No, of course, but I'm glad to hear. And now I'll ask, do you have, while you were writing and thinking back on your life, do you have a favorite memory that came to mind, or do you have an aspect of the book that you're most looking forward to people reading and finding out more about?
Great question, Emily. The book is full of perfect circles, meaning a big fan of music since kindergarten, and following music and loving all kinds of music. And in high school, it was a badge for me, music, you know, posters of my favorite artists in my bedroom, in my school locker, patches on my jean jacket. Every single one of them and many, many more I have had a chance to interview and bond with and travel with and have a great time with. And there's a lot of those memories shared in the book. There's also a lot of life lessons as part of the title that I share that I think I didn't want the book to be the ramblings of some old guy going, "Hey, let me tell you about the time I interviewed Bowie or Madonna." No, I wanted there to be a little bit of meat to it. And there is, and I want people to feel good by the end of the book and realize some of these life lessons can elevate people. People can elevate the reader, elevate people around them. Today, I was just reading some online reviews, which I try and stay away from, but I came across a couple, and one of them nailed it. This is exactly what I was aiming for. Her name was Norma. She bought a book and left a review, I think, on one of the shopping websites, Amazon or something. And she said, "I don't know anything about Bill. I don't know anything about music. I don't know anything about the television business. Someone thought I'd be interested in reading this book." She goes, "And I love it. I love the stories." And she said, how did she end it? She said, "This book makes me happy about life again," or something like that, something to that effect. And I thought, wow, she got it. That was the idea. And I'm proud of it for that reason.
Awesome, yeah. And now, one last question. You're now on a book signing tour, meet and greet. Everyone's getting to see you as well coming up in Kingston Saturday, October 14th at Indigo. While you're out touring, meeting, greeting, signing books, is there anything you're most looking forward to getting to meet your fans?
I don't look at them as fans. I just look at them as people that that have followed me. Maybe fans implies sort of a one-way affection. I have affection for anyone that's that I've entertained or enjoys what I've been doing or what I have done or what I continue to do. I was at the there's a Much Music documentary that's touring Canada, and I went to the premiere in Toronto last Friday. Big red carpet extravaganza and the screening, and I met a lot of previous viewers of Much. Of course, it doesn't exist anymore. But just hearing a lot of stories about what it meant to them, what some of my interviews meant to them. And I walked away from that thinking, you need that time and separation away from a certain period to really appreciate it. And I haven't thought about Much for years and years until writing this book. And then hearing some of the comments at the previous Kingston, at the book launch at the Tiernanog here a few weeks ago, it made me the happiest person on earth, connecting with people that have watched me, have enjoyed my work, and it continues to amaze me. I know I am one of the most blessed people on earth. I've been blessed. I have a cherished life, and I don't take it for granted. And it was almost like being at my funeral and hearing nice things being said, except I'm still alive. So, yeah, I look forward to that. There's every weekend I'll be busy driving somewhere throughout Ontario. And yeah, I'll be in Belleville Sunday, November 12th, at the Chapters from noon to four, the closest to Napanee at this point. But yeah, there's a Kingston in store Saturday, October 14th. Saturday, December 9th at Nexus here in Kingston, if you're a comic book store, I'll be doing an appearance there from noon to three, and all over Ontario, right up until the end of November, and then we pick it up again in 2024 with more travels and fun stuff.
Perfect. Alrighty. Well, I wish you all the best with your touring and traveling and getting to see everybody again and hear all of the appreciation everyone has for you and your hard work over the years.
Thank you so much, Emily. It means a lot that that people are curious and that they care. So thank you so much. I do appreciate it, Emily. Thank you.
Not a problem at all.